Let them know who it is.
This is the bug for Force-Fed Fistfuls with Warrior Queen. We're sitting in San Francisco, just about to declare war on 10:15 on a Thursday night.
So
I was working with a guy called Wayne Lonesome. He was working with Annette, and he played me one of Annette's tracks, which I was blown away by. I thought she's incredible straight away, and asked him how I could contact her in Jamaica. And he laughed and said she's actually based in London, and it was no problem to hook me up with her.
I went to the studio, I think the same night, and vocal two tracks same night, yeah.
Action Pack
and World War III. There was this gig at pub, Plastic People.
The show Annette's talking about was with Aphex Twin supporting, and it was a launch party for Pressure for Reflex Records. And I saw her when she came down the stairs, and she was hearing Aphex playing in a Total Noise set. And
something confused, totally confused, like space from outer space. It was all not what I'm used to. And I felt like melting there and then, because I saw this other MCing on the mic. His name was Raspy. He's Raspy. And it was awesome, yes. It was really loud and noisy, but because of my versatility, I did my thing.
And I could see the look of horror on her face. And I was wondering how long it'd last, but that was 5 years ago, and we've spent 5 years working hard together.
That's what he's good for. That's what he does. All those noisy beats, and I'm like, Kevin, oh, Warrior, don't give me that. So I kick your ass.
Well, I was basically inspired by post-punk music, by groups like Joy Division, Public Image Limited, The Birthday Party. Those were the groups that were formulative for me. But at that time, it was impossible not to be checking for reggae, because John Peel, who was a lifeline for me as a kid, was playing reggae back-to-back with Joy Division, and I was loving both. So for me, when I heard the two, it was like both rebel music, both anti-system, both anti-Babylonian in their own way, and both very futuristic. And I saw the connection straight away, and since then I've just tried to carve my own niche. Because the bug for me became a solo entity, my first solo project. Musically, I would be answerable to no one. I wouldn't care what anyone thought, and I would make my own sound. And that's when I started working on Pressure and a single called Politicians and Pedophiles, and the Razor X production stuff like Killer and Slew Down and all those tracks.
I've been toasting like in Jamaica, maybe the age of 12, really, 13, 14, like, yeah, I started writing lyrics then, but I think I started on a sound system. After that, I started listening to sound system cassettes, yeah, sound systems like Stereomars, Stereograph, Kilimanjaro, Black Star, Gemini, listening to artists like, and I knew every beat and I knew every lyrics.
Yeah.
I could DJ like Nicodemus if I wanted. I left Jamaica like in 2001 to London, and I did gigs like with Sugar Minot in London, and that's how when I went to a studio with this other DJ guy and met him. And then after doing his thing, one night he called me up and said, oh, there's a gig, but there's no money in the gig. Do they like to do it just the same? And I was like, okay, cool. And then when I went to the gig, there was someone at the gig listening to me, heard me, and said, oh, I love your vocals, whatever. That person introduced me to Sonship, Kerry Evans, where I did Almighty Father.
this a boy make me come. We out in my work, me this a beg him nothing done. As a gal up in a this a come, me lay down. Me a angle in my post and the furl long a fi run. Me a walk in my walk, but him take long fi come. Under the sex pearl and the mark bomb. Why edge the body and me all the boy don't think I done. Him a done, but the fuck
me, I don't really feel like what I do is dubstep. It's becoming a mantra now for me in interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, because Code 9 in Lofa played Poison Dart and Skeng very prominently in their sets, and undoubtedly the popularity of dubstep has helped me, but it wasn't really my intention to suddenly just hop onto some weird genre. I mean, for me, I do bug music. For me, this new album was a continuation of what I already did with Pressure, which was out before dubstep existed. So yeah, I'm happy that there's an audience whose ears are tuned to bass, to Jamaican music, to a low-end theory, but for me, it's dubstep as a genre has already run out of steam. Primarily, it's become like every other genre, where 5% of it is still wicked, 95% is fodder. I've talked about it before. The London Zoo. I wanted to challenge myself, and I was challenging myself. I listened to Pressure before embarking on London Zoo, and realised there was hook lines were missing, and it wasn't as collaborative with the MCs. Often I was taking what I was given, whereas this time it was much more collaborative because I'd worked longer with people like Warrior, and I'd established a relationship, and we were comfortable with each other in the studio, and I was more used to how to communicate with the vocalist.
Yeah, force fed fistles. It's all about Warrior Queen, if you know my man. So all you got to do is just tune in. See? Yeah, Warrior Queen says up alongside the bug. Big up, big up, big up. Yaga, 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 yo.
I'm set.
Show me now.
Force-fed fistfuls, Sundays 8 till 10 on 4ZZZ.